Yes. Now, the papers tomorrow, The Age has more on this story. The Australian Federal Police is launching fresh investigations into former Special Forces soldier Ben Robert Smith and has already seized evidence implicating the war hero in an alleged conspiracy to silence witnesses. The new evidence includes letters Mr. Robert Smith allegedly placed in sealed envelopes and planned to send anonymously to SAS soldiers he feared would testify against him at a war crimes inquiry. The AFP has also uncovered the existence of at least five quote-unquote burner phones the VC recipient arranged to be purchased in 2018. Look, their allegations denied strongly by Mr. Robert Smith, and I think he is in fact suing the Nine papers from memory. Channel 7 employs Mr. Robert Smith in Queensland. They're standing by him. I don't have a complete knowledge of the incidents because, frankly, I haven't been to Afghanistan, nor have I been deep within this investigation. My personal feeling is I back the VC recipient, and I have no concept of what it's like in a theatre as unjust as the Afghanistan theatre of war would have been. And I do have an issue thinking that, you know, you're meant to play fair because, you know, there's not much of that, is there? As I say, I probably will say no more because I don't have the inside knowledge, but there you are. Australia will not buy the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine to boost the nation's immunisation arsenal because it's too similar to the AstraZeneca drug. But the company also says it would require a no-fault compensation scheme to be set up before agreeing to any deal. Nice terms if you can get them. Australian banks have shut or earmarked the closure of almost 300 branches since the pandemic accelerated the switch of consumers to online banking. Many branches that initially closed temporarily during the height of the pandemic will never reopen, and some communities have been left with no local bank. The Daily Telegraph today, their lead story, or tomorrow, students in southwest Sydney were the worst affected by the COVID lockdown, as many lacked the technology required for remote schooling and their parents were unable to work from home. Schools in the area have dominated a list of those qualifying for hundreds of thousands of dollars in funding, hiring extra tutors to get their students back on track. You see, this is what happens when you make a decision for tomorrow's press conference. I've got to be able to say nothing, no cases. Quick, lock it down. And all these long-term, we haven't even begun, have we, to get deep into that list. Anyway, front page story on the Telegraph. Also, officials were scrambling, they say, tonight to give rugby league legend Tommy Raudonikis a hero's send-off after the government emphatically ruled out a state funeral. The government will waive the higher cost of a venue to hold the memorial for the fans' man. Also, Australian scientists hope a new medical breakthrough could be a silver bullet in the battle against inoperable brain cancers in a discovery which could save thousands of lives. A new magnetic nanoparticle formed with a dash combination with radiation and heat therapy to kill cancer cells, according to the research from the University of Wollongong and Australia's Nuclear Science and Technology Organisation. The development is even more important given the lack of progress on brain cancer treatment over the past 30 years. Courier Mail lead with the slain police officer, Senior Constable Brett Fort's partner, made a desperate plea for help as a crazed gunman shot at their car, declaring in a harrowing radio call, "We're sitting ducks." Extraordinary evidence emerged on day one of the inquest into the 2017 deaths of Senior Constable Fort and the man who killed him, including that officers on the ground were not made aware of his links to automatic weapons. Sydney Morning Herald, more on the probe into Ben Robert Smith. Qantas has planned to restart, they say, most of its international network later this year. It's been thrown into doubt by Australia's delayed vaccination program, which threatens to leave the nation's international border closed beyond October. And in the Fin Review today, the new Treasury analysis, they tell us, shows the economy grew by $7.5 billion in the December quarter alone due to people spending, holidaying at home and spending their money here rather than abroad, on the front page of the Fin Review tomorrow.